I was on a late night walk one evening, and I stumbled upon a trail that I never knew existed. I go on walks quite frequently, mostly around my neighborhood. Sometimes I like to explore different areas that I haven't seen before. A few miles away from my house, there's a nice park that I like to visit sometimes. It's quite a large park, and I'm sure there are more trails than I even know about. As I was walking around, I noticed the opening of a trail that I have never seen before. It really piqued my eye, so before you know it, I was exploring the new trail. It was later into the evening, probably just after 7 o'clock, and because of that, I really wasn't planning on going too far. The park had a curfew, and plus I didn't really want to be in the woods by myself late at night. After a little while of walking, I sort of ventured off of the trail, and I started exploring a whole new area. I must have walked over a mile, and that was when I realized that it was probably time to turn around and go home. I was losing daylight by the minute, and I really didn't want to get lost out there. But just before I turned around, I noticed a cabin to the left of me, in the distance. I don't know why or what compelled me to walk over to the cabin to take a better look at it, but I'm really glad that I did. However, this night was by far the most terrifying night of my life, and what happened was something that you would see straight out of a horror movie. As I approached the cabin, I could literally feel it getting darker outside, and in the back of my mind, I was thinking that I should have left, but something inside of me was extremely interested in the cabin. I began to wonder just how far I'd walked, because I thought I must have been on private property by now. This park that I'm talking about isn't a campground or anything either. It's quite literally just a park. Now, I have been going to this park since I was just a small child, and I never knew there was a cabin out here. And it was the last thing I expected to see. At first glance, I couldn't tell if it was inhabited or what was going on with it, because it looked like it hadn't been maintained in years. I walked around the cabin, all while keeping my distance to at least a good 20 feet, just in case there was someone inside or around the area. Out of nowhere, though, I heard a really loud sound that sounded like someone was pounding on something. It spooked me at first, and I almost ran away. But I decided to take a few steps closer to try and find out where it was coming from. I made my way to the back of the cabin, and I saw a girl who was around my age in the basement of the cabin, banging on the window and screaming for help. I could barely understand what she was saying, but I got the gist of what she meant. I could pretty much tell right away that something was horribly wrong. I ran over to her immediately, and I tried to get the window open, but then she looked at me with an even more frightened look in her eyes, and she put her finger up to her mouth. I picked up pretty quickly that she was telling me to be quiet. I realized that I wasn't going to get that window open, and I also realized I had to act fast. So I took out my phone to call the police, but I wasn't getting service. My heart started to flutter as I didn't know what to do. I got as close as I could to the window, and I wrote on my phone in my notes app, and I asked her if she was in danger, and she shook her head yes. Then I asked if she knew if there was anybody else in the cabin or around the property at this exact moment in time, but she shrugged her shoulders, implying that she had no idea. I told her that I was going to get her out of there and to stay calm. I ran around to the front of the cabin, and as quietly as possible, I tried to open the front door. Of course it was locked, but I at least had to try. I then walked around the whole perimeter of the cabin, and I tried to open each of the windows, but they were all locked as well. My heart started beating faster and faster the more time went on, and as my anxiety was peaking, because I really didn't know what to do. I ran around the woods, and I was looking for something that I could use to smash one of the windows open. After a few minutes, I came across a pretty large stone that I thought would do the trick. I ran back over to the girl, and I showed her the stone, and I told her to back away so I could try to smash the window open. I then threw the stone as hard as I could at the window, and it shattered the glass completely. She immediately jumped up, and I grabbed her hand to try and pull her out, but it wasn't working, because the window was just too small for her to fit through. So that's when I did the unthinkable, and I faced my fears head on. I went around to the side of the cabin, and I shattered one of the main windows with the same stone. I peeked my head inside a bit to make sure there was no one there, and to my liking, I didn't see anyone. I then jumped through the window as quick as I could, and I grabbed a knife from the kitchen area, just in case. I then investigated each room thoroughly, and it didn't seem like anyone else was there. I rushed my way to the basement, and I found the girl. Somebody had her locked up down there, all by herself, in a 5x8-foot cage, give or take. She was half naked and had a bunch of bruises all over her body, along with scars and dry blood as well. There had been a man who had been keeping her hostage down there, starving her to death and abusing her, physically, emotionally, and even sexually. She even told me that the man had been forcing her to take an absurd amount of drugs like LSD and methamphetamine. I then looked around the basement trying to find something that I could break the lock with that was on the outside of the door. I eventually found a sledgehammer, and I took it, and I was able to pry the lock open with it. I immediately ran to the girl, but she was so dehydrated and starved that she could barely even walk. I got her upstairs and I put a pair of shoes on her that I found by the front door, and I helped her put them on. We moved as fast as we could and headed straight for my car. We had a long walk, so it was going to take us a while, especially with her limping and me having to carry her. As we were making our way down the front porch, we heard a car in the distance. By now it was getting dark and we could barely see. But Emily, the girl that I was rescuing, said that it was most likely the man who kidnapped her. I didn't want to challenge that or find out for myself, so we continued walking. He was approaching us now, and we had to move fast. Otherwise, he was going to see us. We moved as fast as our legs would let us, given the circumstance, and luckily he didn't see us. And we were long gone out of sight before he even got to the cabin. I don't know how long it took him to figure out Emily had escaped, but we had never saw him again after that. I took Emily to the hospital, and she told the police everything she knew about the man and what happened to her. I stayed at the hospital with her for a while until I got the okay that she was going to be okay. I never really got the chance to make a proper statement to the police, and I don't know where Emily is now, but I imagine she is doing much better. This was over 2 years ago, so hopefully she's healed from everything that has happened to her and was able to find peace. As for me, I still have nightmares about what I saw that night and what happened. I wish I knew more about the aftermath and if the man ever got caught, but I don't. That week, my husband and I were in the process of moving out of state, and we had a lot going on. That man could very well still be out there somewhere, doing who knows what. This took place when I was 15 years old, just over 3 years ago. My friend and I used to play hide and seek in the dark outside at nighttime, and we were able to hide anywhere we wanted. Nothing was really off limits hiding wise. However, we usually wouldn't run off too far, as we just never really wanted to do that. This one time though, when my friend Alex was the seeker and I was the one that was supposed to be hiding, I kind of got carried away and I ran to the woods, because I thought it would be funny and that it would make the game more interesting, as I knew it would take him much longer to find me, because we've never really played in the woods before. I was looking for a hiding spot and I came across this old cabin that looked like it had been abandoned. As I got closer, I realized that the front door was wide open. I thought that was extremely weird, but I still snuck my way inside. I was being cautious though, as I wasn't 100% sure if there was going to be someone in there or not. I mean, you never know, right? Even though it looked abandoned, that doesn't necessarily mean there would be no one inside. I took that risk though, as I really felt like in my heart that it was going to be okay. I found my way to one of the bedrooms and I waited for about 10 minutes and I started to get pretty bored. I didn't really think it through that hiding this well was going to bore me to death. So right as I was about to expose myself or find another hiding spot, I peeked outside of the window and I saw a black silhouette of a person that was heading my way. Now, I wasn't sure if Alex could see me, but I ducked under the window just in case he were to spot me. I held my breath and I tried my best not to move a muscle so that way I wouldn't make a sound. I then started to hear him getting closer and closer. I could hear the sticks and leaves beneath his feet crunching with every step he took, until eventually it sounded like he was right next to the window. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I heard the loudest pounding sound I've ever heard in my life. I practically screamed as it jump scared me so bad. I was actually kind of annoyed, and I didn't find it very funny at all that Alex was messing with me like that. He banged on the window a solid 4 or 5 times, but by the time I peeked my head up, he was gone. I then started yelling Alex's name, and I was telling him I didn't find any of this very funny. But then out of nowhere, I heard someone barge through the front door, and they were heading my direction. I made sure to shut the front door behind me when I walked in, so that kind of freaked me out even more. Every footstep grew louder and louder as he was getting closer to me. I could hear every step very clearly on the hard wooded floor, and it scared the hell out of me because I began to wonder if it was even Alex. I looked out the window again and I saw somebody with a flashlight. Holy hell, that's when it hit me like a truck. Whoever was in that cabin with me most definitely wasn't Alex, because Alex was standing right in front of me. I opened up that window so fast and I jumped out of there, not even caring about how I landed. I managed to land on my feet though without hurting myself, and Alex pointed his flashlight at me. I wasted no time at all and I ran all the way home. I yelled at Alex and told him to follow me and that there was a man in the cabin that I was just hiding in. I'm not sure if he was a random man or if it was the person who owned it, but I didn't care, I was gone. Alex thought I was messing with him at first, I believe, because it took him a second before he started to run with me. Alex later confirmed that he thought I was joking at first until he saw the man for himself, staring out of the same window that I was hiding by in that room. The man had his head poked out of the window and was staring at him. I told Alex everything that happened as soon as we got back to my place, and we didn't tell my parents at all. Alex believed everything I said, as he had no reason not to. We didn't tell my parents because technically I was probably in the wrong. I shouldn't have even been hiding in that cabin in the first place. I definitely learned my lesson though, and haven't done anything as foolish as that ever since, believe it or not. I'm just lucky that nothing bad ended up happening and that I got away unharmed. This took place in Colorado in the late 90s when I was a teenager in the middle of winter. My family and I lived in a cabin deep in the woods. When I say deep into the woods, I mean the nearest store and house was at least a 30-minute drive from our cabin. It was probably around 10:30 at night, and my father worked night shifts, so it was just my mother and I. It was just a usual night until things started to go horribly wrong. We were finishing up with dinner, and my mom was cleaning off the table, and she asked me to do the dishes, so of course, I did. I was waiting for the cold water to get warm, and that was when I noticed the outside light turn off. My reflection in the window, along with the light being turned off, made it incredibly hard to see, but I could see something that looked like a face, and whoever or whatever it was staring right at me. I was absolutely stunned, but I cleaned the fog off the window with a rag to try and take a better look. By the time I moved the rag away from the window, there was an extremely bright light shining directly at me. I squinted my eyes and I looked away for a second because it kind of hurt my eyes. Then all of a sudden the light turned off, but I could see whoever it was in the distance looking at me still. Then my mom put the rest of the dishes in the sink and I snapped out of it. I stepped away from the window and my mom asked me what was wrong. I told her what just happened and that there was somebody out there who was staring at me and that they shined a flashlight in our window. She didn't seem to believe me at first, but I reassured her that I was being serious and how I was confused how she didn't notice the flashlight when whoever it was shined it at me. She must have had her back turned or something. My mom literally thought I was joking, so she didn't even care to look. When I felt safe enough to do so, I walked back up to the window and looked outside, but there was nothing there. They were gone. That made me feel slightly relieved, but then all of a sudden, the doorknob started making this rattling sound, as somebody was trying to turn the doorknob to open it. My mom screamed, and we both grabbed a small kitchen knife. Then they started pulling on the door, even harder, as well as kicking the door. And it was apparent that they were clearly trying to break in. But we couldn't have been luckier, because my dad showed up in the nick of time. Apparently my dad's boss let him off work early that night, and if it weren't for that, I think my mom and I would be dead. I'll tell you why here in a second. As soon as my dad pulled into the driveway, the man took off, but my father showed no mercy. My dad literally shot him with his Glock 19 five times and hit every shot, and the man died within minutes. After we were sure that he was dead, my father took us all up to the police station so we could make a report and give them our side of the story. My dad walked away scot-free and didn't get in an ounce of trouble whatsoever. It was apparent when the police arrived on scene that it was an act of self-defense. The man was on our property trying to break in and also had a handgun in his pants that he had concealed, along with a very sharp and a 6-inch long knife. He also had mace and handcuffs. I really don't like to think about what his plan was because it disturbs me very much. I'm just happy that my dad showed up and that he did what he did before anything happened. We ended up moving out of that cabin a few months later to a house that my dad and a few of his friends' buddies helped build for us. I lived there for about 6 years with them until I got my own place with my girlfriend out of town. We have our own apartment and everything has been going okay since, but this is a story that I always find myself telling from time to time.